1290 AM Denmark,
WQ5 Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. A big night for Democrats in off-year elections.
Thank you, Kentucky!
Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying he won despite a half dozen super PACs launching relentless attacks on him.
And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now.
Governor Beshear promoted access to legal abortion and succeeded in a socially conservative state. Andy Field, ABC News.
The state of Ohio establishing a constitutional right to abortion, activist Kimberly Inez McGuire.
Young people are a force to be reckoned with, not just in Ohio, but nationwide.
In Virginia, blow to Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, who'd made it his personal mission to get overall Republican control of the state legislature to push a 15-week ban on abortions. But Democrats winning control of the legislature. This is ABC News. Climate scientists say last month was the hottest October on record. That makes it almost certain 2023 will be a year for the record books. And ABC's Lionel Moise says some of the world's biggest oil producers are drilling even more.
A new report finds many of the nations that vow to halt global warming are actually expanding fossil fuels. A UN-backed report warns if current projections hold, the U.S. will drill for more oil and gas than at any point in history, with Russia and Saudi Arabia planning to do the same. The report finds together the nations are on track to produce twice the amount of fossil fuels than the global warming threshold allows. The 2015 Paris Agreement aims to limit the rise in average temperatures, no more than 2.7 degrees.
And goodbye to the pandas at the National Zoo in Washington. After 23 years, they're heading back to China as soon as today. After they leave, only four giant pandas will be left in the U.S., all at Atlanta Zoo. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. WisPolitics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill that passed the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working on the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Milwaukee tonight with a matchup against the Detroit Pistons. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 4-2 after beating the Brooklyn Nets. Head coach Adrian Griffin on how his defense made the difference.
They had the momentum, and we didn't give up, and we kept fighting and clawing and got back in the game. This was NBA basketball at its finest.
Baseball, Craig Counsell tells JS Online he accepted the manager's job with the Chicago Cubs because he needs a new challenge. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says he was willing to make Council the highest paid manager in baseball history.
Now, I was informed by Craig that he was going to the Cubs. For several weeks, we've had an offer that would have made him the highest paid manager in baseball. He made a decision to go another direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh Sunday to face the Steelers. Jordan Love struggles with his accuracy throwing the deep ball. How can he improve? Matt LaFleur.
Shut his mind off and let it rip.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 44. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight, lows around 37. Cloudy, high at 46. Tomorrow, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It is.
Hello, this will be fun today, man.
It's a great week. This is a phenomenal week.
And we
busy
got a great
week,
show
which is
today,
great.
Right?
Love busy weeks.
Susan Garrett's coming
I hate
on.
Downtown. I will never what? Retire. I will never retire. I hate downtown. I hate
downtown.
Oh,
they said downtown. That hurt
no,
my
downtown.
Feelings. Yeah, me too. No, I love it.
I love it. I want to be doing something all day long, all whatever. Just, yeah.
And even though we're done at 8 in the morning, we both had very busy days yesterday. I mean, I was out teaching. I didn't get home till 9. And
I got a crazy
Shawano.
Week coming up starting now.
Yeah, and then this weekend.
But it's great. I had a great time in Shawano last night. Stopped at my good friend's Big Kaz. And, you met Big Kaz.
Oh, yeah.
He brought us the bear meat.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Sherry, and went to Luigi's in Shawano. You can't go wrong with Luigi's. I got to be honest
not
with
on
you.
The plant-based, but...
I had this tortellini with this mushroom white sauce Alfredo and cheese bread.
Yep.
And it was all on my diet.
Yes, that's good, John. That's
be proud of me. They didn't even have wine. Had Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I had to speak after. I didn't want to, you know.
You eat before? See, I don't like doing that.
I will say this. I walked into my thing. It's like... Am I stuffed? It's like, now I can take a nap. I can lay down and I can close my eyes.
That's just it. Yeah, and I usually celebrate, which is not a good way to look at food, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah.
And it's fun, but yeah, Luigi's, you can't go wrong.
You can't
go
wrong.
There's a couple places. There's a lot more than a couple
but
places.
But you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But I mean, cheese tortellini with a white Alfredo mushroom sauce. Mm. You can't cheese bread. You can't go wrong with that.
And do you go to the one on 151?
Where's 151?
By Silver Lake College?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
Manitowoc, absolutely.
Yeah.
The former, have you been by Silver Lake College lately? You would never know it existed.
Well, it doesn't, right?
No, but I mean, they got rid of everything and landscaped it. You would never know
they leveled
everything. You'd never know there'd ever been a college there.
They would turn that into like a nursing home or something.
No.
Wow.
It's gone.
Beautiful grounds.
Beautiful grounds. Beautiful. Beautiful. Huh. You know what I always remember about Silver Lake College? First time I ever heard about Silver Lake College, when I was in high school, and this guy was exactly the same age as me, Mickey Crow. Do you remember Mickey Crow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mickey Crow was like the highest scoring high school basketball player in the history of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And his dad had coached at Marinette Catholic Central.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they beat Xavier. Rocky Blyer, when Rocky Blyer was a senior, they were like two-time state defending champs, then undefeated, and Marinette Catholic Central beat them in the state championship game. His dad was Marty Crow, and Mickey was just unbelievable. He's an unbelievable shooter. He was like a Pete Maravich. And Mickey was different.
Yeah.
And got involved with a lot of things. including drugs, and he admits it. And you don't know the Mickey Crow story?
No, I don't know how this. What has?
But he played basketball at Silver Lake.
Well, he was must have been very. Could have been very good.
He was phenomenal.
Well, what was he doing at Silver Lake?
Because his dad wanted to coach him.
And his dad
became
the
coach at Silver Lake.
Oh, I
see. I mean, the University of Minnesota offered him a full ride. I think Wisconsin offered him a full ride. All these schools offered him a full ride.
And he went to Silver Lake?
He went to Silver Lake.
Wow. That's too bad, kind of.
True. It was. And that's where he really got messed up, kind of. He really got into smoking pot and things.
At Silver Lake?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of nuns.
Maybe they like to partake, too. I don't know. You never know with nuns.
I do. Sister Cecilia was there. She was my music teacher. Yeah. She was awesome. No, she didn't smoke any weed.
Never know that, though, Jim. I mean, you know, they had those big black habits. You could hide anything under there.
That is true.
They could have a kilo under there and strapped to their thighs.
And that's true, and they never really frisked the nuns.
No. Who would frisk a nun?
Right. Wow, maybe they did do that. Yeah. I never thought of that. They could have a pretty good operation out there because...
You know Manitowoc County. I mean, that's...
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, they're a little shady.
They're wild. Ladies of Manitowoc County are wild.
So, sister, I'm sorry. She died.
It could have happened. You don't know that, Jim. Who knows?
No, she was.
They could have been smuggling kids under those.
No. I can't even think that. No, these nuns were.
I mean, I had nuns for 9 years. Trust me, I know. Could be carrying weapons. You don't know.
I think I do. But well, anyway, so this saying. Kid. All right, so that's your connection with Silver Lake. And
so
Luigi,
Mickey. But Luigi's. Luigi's phenomenal.
All right, it is.
Is there anything better than white mushroom sauce on anything? You can put that on gravy train and I'd eat it. Give me a good white mushroom, good Alfredo mushroom
sauce.
That's
right. That is true, though.
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
White wine?
Yeah, I didn't have any, though.
I can't believe that. Do you believe that, Todd?
Yeah, I do.
That Johnny went out and didn't drink?
Listen, when John says something, I take him at his word.
Well, I had to speak.
You learn that.
And you know what? My attitude is if you go to something like that, and if one person smells something on your breath, they'd be like, well, he was drunk.
Lit up.
Yeah. He was lit, and he came to speak. It was wonderful night. Shawano Public Library, full house, and
nice
people, Vietnam vets and everybody. I just had a wonderful time. It was just great.
That's nice you do that. It's a busy week for you. I mean, you're always busy, but I mean, this whole veterans, you hold them as such
an
honor.
Well, it's a big, it is. But
and
I mean,
you have a lot of speaking things going on. That's awesome you're doing that, John.
I like doing it. I enjoy it. I like speaking to people. I like getting the word out about these veterans.
Yeah.
So, I'm disappointed you never heard of Mickey Crow.
Yeah.
So I had him on.
Kevin.
Todd, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Todd is so, isn't Todd the greatest?
He is. He's just great. He's back over there taking notes.
But I get this from people all the time. What would you guys do without that Todd?
We don't know. That's
all the time we get that. Yeah. If it wasn't for Todd.
I know. I think we know that.
We do.
But thank you for pointing that out.
Yes. Thank you, people. Todd.
Yeah.
Would you write this down, please?
Yes.
Mickey Crow, C-R-O-W-E. We would like to get him on.
No, why? You just threw him under the bus.
Okay, can I finish?
Okay.
So,
jeez.
So Mickey Crow. I'm not throwing him under the bus. He wrote books about this, about his problems.
Todd,
he was listen to me, okay?
Okay.
He was a witness to Ronald Reagan getting shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
listen to me. He got really big into political type things. Okay,
this guy's at the wrong place at the wrong time. Silver Lake, when he's got this like the best player in the state. He's out at the Hilton, right? That's where Reagan got shot.
Go ahead. Todd, can I finish?
Please do.
Thanks. So anyway, he was following Reagan around and like protesting against, I think, nuclear disarmament or something like that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And he was literally standing there and yelled to Reagan, and he's walking out of that hotel in Washington.
Yeah.
And Reagan turns, and Hinckley shoots him. What? I'm dead serious. And then he was interviewed on the national news about what he saw, how Reagan got shot. He was right there when Reagan got shot.
Okay. Wow.
Here's the name of his biography, by the way. Over and Back, Mickey Crow, The Strange and Troubled Life of a Wisconsin High School Basketball Legend.
Okay, he calls himself a legend. All right, that'd be interesting.
But let me tell you something. So I had him on a radio show years ago, like 20 years ago, okay? And he goes, hey, before we talk, this is 2 minutes off camera, or I'm off mic. He said, before we start talking, he goes, I want to make a statement. And I'm like, oh, God. So I told my partner, Vince, at the time, Vitrano, I said, Vinny, keep your finger, like literally have your finger right on the button, like right there. Not even like, you know, I mean like literally touching the button, okay? And he says, I go, hey, welcome now. We got one of the greatest high school basketball players of all time, Wisconsin State history, the legendary Mickey Crow. I go, hey, Mick, how you doing? He goes, good, I want to make a statement. Go ahead, Mick. And I nodded to Vinny. Be right, have your finger right there. He goes, the nuclear solar waves are destroying the such and such, yada, 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 for about 5 minutes. Then he goes, okay, let's talk hoops. And then he was great. Then he was fantastic. And he remembered specific games and different people he played against. So, I mean, he admits he was, had an issue. Bob Semling, you wouldn't know that name.
I know.
Bob Semling was assistant. He was, he's been the head basketball coach at Stevens Point up until about a year ago for about 20 years. He had been an assistant coach at UW Green Bay. Wonderful guy. Just one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet in your life. And a great basketball player in high school and college and played at lacrosse. But anyway, there used to be a big basketball camp in Eau Claire. But it was the Ken Anderson basketball camp. He was a legendary coach at Eau Claire. And all the high school players, you have no idea. I know. It's like, you know what, Jim? It's like it's like being at Mount Rushmore and talking to Roosevelt with you sometimes when I talk sports. But anyway, so.
I mean, that guy knew a lot, by the way.
Yeah. So anyway, did you know his son was killed in World War I? He was a pilot?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So anyway, then he lost another son. Do you ever, Woodrow Wilson. I read this great book. Oh my God.
We didn't drink last night, but I don't know about what you had this morning, Johnny.
Woodrow Wilson, okay.
Yeah.
One of the great presidents.
Yeah.
Who allegedly was also a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Yep.
Did you know this?
Yes.
Okay. His son went to like Harvard or Yale or some prestigious school and was a really good tennis player. So Woodrow Wilson put in a tennis court at the White House so his son, when he comes home for the summer, could stay there and play tennis. So his son was so excited, and he goes out and he plays like 8 hours this one day. It's like, Dad, thank you so much. Right. I got my own tennis court at the White House. Develops a blister, gets blood poisoning, and dies.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, Johnny.
Oh,
my God.
I'm an authority on president's kids. I had a crush on Susan Ford. She was my age, exactly.
Yeah.
We graduated the same day from high school. But anyway, that's a true story on Woodrow Wilson. And Teddy Roosevelt's son was a pilot in World War
I. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you want to know about president's kids? I can tell you anything
Reagan's
you want to know about president's
kids. Were screwed up.
Yeah, Patty Davis. Oh, don't even get me started there when she posed for Playboy. Oh, my God.
I just think kids, whether they agree or not, should respect their parents.
I agree totally.
And she
and not, like, bring shame or whatever on. And
well,
she
no, I'm not even talking about even, a little bit of that, what I was talking about, but also, politically really opposed to him. And I just don't think that's good. Your dad's doing his best.
You know who campaigned the hardest of anybody in the country against Franklin Roosevelt? Teddy Roosevelt's daughter.
Yeah, see.
They were cousins. They hated each other.
Yeah.
I looked up your story about that son. That's a true story.
Woodrow Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calvin Coolidge, right?
Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, are you sure you got the right person then? Because this says President Coolidge's son had a blister that brought on blood poisoning.
Oh, that was him. Yeah.
Just anything you want to know about president's kids, I'm your guy. I'm the authority.
He's still president's
kid. I'm the go-to
kid.
Guy. That is true. He's a president's kid.
Wow.
All right. We're going to get on to
who is the president that started the seventh inning stretch?
Well, that was a while ago, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the reason is because he was at a game, Washington Senators game, and he stood up to like stretch his legs, so all the people stood up to see him. He was also the fattest president of all time.
Well, we have a few of those.
Taft.
He wasn't there very long.
He was. No, he didn't get shot. He didn't get killed. He was still around. He was heavy. We got to set a break. Mind of the Mayor. Getting it started. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Spinning room is sinking deep. Searching for something to say. Waiting for the break of day.
Hey, welcome back. Here, getting it started on a Wednesday morning. A little chilly out there. 42 in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh is 45. A strong wind, though.
Yeah.
Really strong wind. Where's that coming from? Hang on.
Outside.
Yeah, it is. I'm not good on directions.
No, you're not.
I'd like to tell you, oh, it's a northeast wind, but I never know what I know. So anyway,
just say it. I mean, if it's colder,
I've
though,
got
it's probably
the worst sense of direction. But
you
of
might
all
be
time.
Onto something, though, if it's a colder wind. I mean, it's a pretty good guess, north.
I'm saying northeast.
Yeah, I like that. Sounds right.
It looks like a northeast wind.
And
it's cold.
Okay.
Cold wind. Today is roast dinner day. Roast beef, Todd?
So dinner, whether it's a roast beef or pork or whatever, you just make a roast.
You can't go wrong with a roast, right? That's like, you know, just how can you make a bad roast?
I don't think people have roasts anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think that's a grandma thing. Roast?
I love sliced roast beef from like a deli where you bring mustard.
I don't think we make
people,
that.
No, right? Okay.
Do they? But roast, yeah, like in a, what's it called?
Crock pot?
A crock pot, yeah. That would be all right.
I'm a huge fan of crock pot food. You can put anything in there in a crock pot, and I love it. I just do. Don't you?
John, do you? Is it because
I know what I'm getting them for Christmas?
It's almost like magic. It's like you got this thing just sitting on your counter, and you don't have to do anything, and it like cooks itself, and you just like eat it.
And I think that's I was going to underscore that you have to do anything. You just
you
throw everything
anything,
in, you walk away.
There. Yeah,
that's not really cooking.
It like magically
that's just,
makes
right.
this wonderful, delicious thing.
That's not really cooking though. That's just throwing.
Well,
a bunch
whatever
of stuff
it is,
in
I feel like it's
with
magic.
Your box of sodium that you throw in. Right, is that what you do? You throw in the carrots and the potatoes and some kind of either pork or beef, and then you pour in a box of broth.
Okay, you want to start this? You want to get on this?
You like
because
sodium.
Read Men's Health magazine, which I'm sure you don't.
Well,
no,
that's not true.
Yeah,
Johnny,
you buy it for the pictures. Let me tell you something.
That I don't.
And I don't mean it that way, but there's always like hot.
Oh.
They always have hot women in these. Every time, article.
Yeah, okay.
There's like this guy, you know, how to buff up at 50. And there's just like this 26-year-old babe all over him.
Right.
And this 60-year-old guy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
that happens.
I don't need the magazine for
I don't either. It happens every day in my apartment. You kidding me? Wow. So anyway, in my penthouse, as you would say. Yeah.
Yes.
All the time.
You got a good view. You're fourth floor, right? Third, fourth, fifth. What floor are you on? Fourth?
Fourth.
That's nice. That's a good view.
Well,
oh, hey, speaking of floors,
no,
you guys.
No, let me finish.
No,
something.
Let me. No, no, oh, I got to. No, no, you were kind of picking on me yesterday a little bit about my repelling. For the record.
Yeah, Nicole texted me, said, where are you guys?
What's that?
She thought we were both going out there for the practice repelling thing that they did.
Well, I didn't sign up for that. Wow. I just said, I have repelled.
I told her I got the days wrong, but next year for sure.
Okay, I have repelled. Johnny.
It's a busy week.
Todd. I know.
Got a lot going on.
We were talking about repelling, and there's a big thing going on at UWGB tomorrow. They're going to repel the basketball down. That's tomorrow, Thursday, right?
Yeah,
it's tomorrow. Just honoring all the ROTC people, the veterans, the people who are studying for the military. And I was in ROTC at St. Norbert College, and we rappelled off Minahan. And then I was telling John how I rappelled off Lambeau Field.
1,000 feet.
And John said, I will bet you. And he said, "Bet." I forgot what we bet, though. I kind of want to know. I don't know if it was a dinner, if it was money.
It was a lunch worth at least $50.
Okay. That it was less.
1,000 feet.
No. That wasn't the bet. It was 100 feet.
No,
you said,
it wasn't 100.
Yeah, it was.
Todd.
Todd, find that tape.
Play the tape.
You said 1,000 feet.
No.
Right, 100,000?
No. 100,000
feet.
No.
I rappelled down Mount Everest.
No, this is, you guys, okay, I don't want to do this now, but Todd, at the next.
Well, you are, so.
Yeah, you brought it up.
John made the bet that it's not over 100 feet. And I just want to say that I looked it up yesterday, and I found some data. It's 140 feet I rappelled. So I win. You find that tape.
You said 1,000.
I did. That's what it felt like, 1,000. But then you said, that's not over 100 feet. And I'm like, that's 10 stories. There's no way it's over 100 feet. And I'm like, yeah, it was over 100 feet. But it wasn't 1,000. It felt like 1,000. But I just want to tell you that I rappelled off Lambeau Field, and it's 140 feet. Looked it up yesterday.
Where did you find that information?
John, are you questioning my...
No, I got people, because it's the Green Bay Fire Department that hosts that, right?
No.
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. It was a fundraiser.
I know, but it's the fire department that I thought that they were the ones.
Strapped us in? No.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
No, it was a, there's a company that does that.
Okay.
And then they, I don't know, was it Special Olympics? I forgot what the money went to.
I think so.
It was $1,000 that you raised if you rappelled off the, off Lambeau. So I did that. And so I don't know where we're going to go eat, but I'll find some place. $50. That's okay.
Well, you said 1,000 though. You said you repelled 1,000.
Todd's gonna find it out. But okay. Anyway, you were talking about something else before I was.
I have no idea what I was talking about now. What was it?
National Cappuccino Day today.
Oh yeah, also National Cappuccino Day.
Okay.
All right.
That would go to my wife. She always orders cappuccino, and that's, I don't know. I just
a lot of calories.
I don't know, a lot of
cappuccino. A lot of calories.
I don't know. And it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
You know, compared to just my coffee. So, but whatever.
All right, sorry. Bonnie Raitt's birthday. It's a heartache.
Well, that's Bonnie Raitt.
Nothing but a heartbreak.
Well, how did she get that?
How did she get what? 74?
No, there's got to be a lot more famous people than her having birthdays today.
Then Gordon Ramsay. He does that cooking show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's that crazy cooking guy.
Crazy cookies, throwing like stuff around. We got a text here, fourth floor. That has to be 850 feet up.
That's funny.
Give him the, Todd, give him the bell.
Okay.
Whatever that is, give him the bell.
Right. Everybody's
the bell. Yeah. He gets the bell. Thank you.
Everybody's very a nice. Comedian at 6:26.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Mickey Crow. Back to Mickey Crow.
Is this that Southwest guy? I mean the Silver Lake guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we want to get him on the show.
We do?
Yes. Because we want to talk.
I'm already on it.
Thank you. We want to talk a little bit about his political thing.
What does he do?
Oh, I was getting back to Bob Semling. I was telling the Bob Semling story.
I don't know. Todd, you have to ask Todd about that.
So Bob Semling, assistant coach at Green Bay. Worked at a basketball camp in Eau Claire, Anderson basketball camp.
Okay, I remember this.
So after the kids, the high school kids, at night, the counselors, the guy that worked there, all college basketball players, would get together and have a basketball game. Play pickup basketball.
Fun.
Some guy walks in, 6'5", hair down below his shoulders in a ponytail, wearing cutoff jeans, army boots, wool socks, and a tank top. And he walks out on the floor. He says, hey, can I play? And everybody's like, oh, this guy looks crazy.
Yeah.
We better sure hear. And he dominated for about 15 minutes and then walked off the court. It was Mickey Crow. And he said he'd never seen anybody like this guy. He was legendary. He was unbelievable. Mickey Crow.
So how is he?
He was my age exactly.
Okay. All right. So what is?
Is there anybody out there, any texters that ever saw Mickey Crow play basketball? Please let us know.
Or ever heard of him.
Oh my God. Did you literally, Jim, did you grow up in this little, in a convent? Were you cloistered? You know, there's a convent up in Iron Mountain.
With Sister Cecilia?
Yeah.
Actually, there's one in Denmark.
There's one in Iron Mountain. Where it's like they have these big walls around it. And they said those nuns were not allowed to talk to people.
No, right.
Not allowed to interact with anybody outside. They lock them in.
They pray all
Did
day.
Did you do that when you were a kid? Lock you in?
It's a very special edition of Sound of Music starring Jim Schmidt.
Thank you.
Right? Okay, for the record, you guys.
For the record, you can find
this in any interview I've done. My absolute favorite movie.
Sound of Music?
Hands down, not even a question.
All right. It's a good movie. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a great show coming up, folks. Stay with us. Back after this.
Susan Garrett. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give them the games to play. To say, I want
something else to get me through this. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. A big night for Democrats in off-year elections.
Thank you, Kentucky!
Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying he won despite a half dozen super PACs launching relentless attacks on him.
And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now.
Governor Beshear promoted access to legal abortion and succeeded in a socially conservative state. Andy Field, ABC News.
The state of Ohio establishing a constitutional right to abortion, activist Kimberly Inez McGuire.
Young people are a force to be reckoned with, not just in Ohio, but nationwide.
In Virginia, blow to Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, who'd made it his personal mission to get overall Republican control of the state legislature to push a 15-week ban on abortions. The Democrats winning control of the legislature. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is countering false claims made in the Wisconsin Assembly's impeachment articles against Administrator Megan Wolf. The articles list several grievances, including assertions that Wolf mismanaged Wisconsin's 2020 ballot count and that she enabled illegal absentee voting in long-term care facilities. The WEC counters that all decisions are made by its six bipartisan commissioners and not Wolf. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. Eight people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers at the rally say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs level off around 44. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight. Lows around 37. Cloudy, high at 46. Tomorrow, for Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun.
I love this. This is my absolute favorite movie. I mean, The Sound of Music, just everything about it.
I
like the story, the love for his country, just everything about it. The music, I love music. The kids, the family, that checks all the boxes in my life.
And they have a lederhosen on, so it's right up your alley.
You know, my favorite scene is when the nun takes out the distributor cap of the Nazi.
Right, that's awesome. Right?
I love that part. It's like, "Forgive me, Lord," or pulls out the distributor cap.
And then Max, you know, he's like, you know, I love people with money. You know, that guy who kind of gets him on the stage and gets him out of the country. Anyway,
it's great.
That
movie.
Is a great. We're I don't know how we got onto that this morning, but that is my favorite. Oh, we're talking about whatever.
Yes, but this segment brought to you by some of our favorite people in the world, Midwest Restoration. Oh, yeah. They are unbelievable, folks. They don't want you to have to call them. They literally don't want you to have to call them because this could be a really tough time for you when you do. But trust me, there's nobody that will support you, that will help you more than these guys. 24/7, 365 days a year, these people are there. It's one phone call away. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST. If your basement floods, if you have a fire, if you have any kinds of problems where your home is just not destroyed but damaged because of things like this, call Midwest Restoration. They are such good people, and it's not just a business for them. They take it personal. I mean, literally, we had Ryan in here talking about that one day when there was a fire and the little kids, and they went in and they grabbed all the teddy bears from that little girl, and they went and they got them, like, dry cleaned and everything, cleaned all their teddy bears up and gave them back to them. That's the kind of people they are at Midwest Restoration. They're unbelievable, and here's the deal. They're talking so much right now. The weather's getting cold. Please make sure you drain and shut off your outside faucets and get one of the insulating things. Was it $8?
Yeah, just take those covers.
Put the cover on them. Find your shut-off valve in the basement. You do not want pipes to burst. I've seen it. You can't believe what frozen water can do to pipes. You would be amazed. And your house could be flooded, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. Please, Midwest Restoration, keep that number handy, 920-MIDWEST. Also, if you have a flooded problem and you call them, they will give you a $250 Visa card and also donate $250 to your favorite charity if you say, "Mino and the Mayor sent us."
Say it.
Say it. Mino and the Mayor sent us.
Yeah.
Ryan Coyne, the whole gang, Midwest Restoration. I mean, it's not just an advertisement. We mean this sincerely. I've never dealt with people that are more sincere about helping people than the guys at Midwest Restoration.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way,
Ryan cleans houses that are completely damaged, but he's looking for somebody to clean his house because his kids are just, he can't.
Can you believe that? The shoe cobbler with bad shoes.
He can do anything in the world, cleaning other people. But I can't keep up with my kids. I got to clean. I love that.
I was teaching last night. We're in business law, and we're talking about contracts. And this lady was talking about how they had someone come. Obviously, it wasn't Midwest because I talked about Midwest after she was done. But they came to clean and they took the stuff and they didn't bring it back.
Oh my gosh!
Can you believe that?
She said,
"Do we have a contract for that?" It was, you know, we're 2 weeks on contract law and there's a lot in that. But then I mentioned Midwest. I said, "Look, like people get so panicked they don't do their research."
Yeah.
But we're giving them the opportunity to do research. So put it in your
Midwest Restoration. Far be it for me to sound Midwest.
Put it in your Rolodex.
I might work for them.
Put it in your Rolodex.
I might get a job with them. Cleaning.
What? Put it in your Rolodex. I mean, put it
who
in
has
your
a Rolodex anymore?
You're right. I know. Put it in your phone, but when you need them, they're there.
Got a text here, by the way. Mickey Crow was the most awesome basketball player ever. And I can't believe you don't know who when you were with the nuns.
Mrs. Crow.
You were with the nuns and the what else? The monks?
Why didn't monks? Do the brothers? Christian brothers.
Yeah.
No, I was with
I've got a cousin who was a brother.
A Christian brother?
Capuchin. Catapuchin?
Catapuchin. God bless you. What?
You never heard. You act like you're so religious and whatever. You don't know a thing about. I know more about religion than you do.
Don't get
me started.
Let's talk about something we both know something about, and that is.
You name a saint, I can tell you what college you went to.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Name one.
We're going to. Francis?
Notre Dame.
I don't know that, so you can rattle off anything.
You can't trust
Thomas
me.
Thomas Aquinas.
Who? Aquinas?
Yeah.
He went to Gonzaga.
There wasn't even... Okay, John.
All right.
All right, let's talk about something we both know about, and that's the holidays coming up. Right. And look, we have a lot of great things that happen in Green Bay. The holiday parade's coming up, as you know, and Dudley Birder, the chorale is singing at the Widener. There's all these high school plays going on. But something that is that you need to, if you haven't done it, and I'm sure a lot of you have, but if you haven't, you've got to get out to the Botanical Gardens. That is unbelievable what they do for the Garden of Lights. I sometimes look at Green Bay and we're blessed to have a lot of things, and other communities have that, but nobody has the Packers and nobody has the Botanical Garden. We got to find out how many lights you guys have there. And I know that kicks off right after Thanksgiving. So we have with us the top person out there, Susan Garrett, who's been the director of the Botanical Gardens. I want you to go see that, but just the things that you've done out there with the Schneider Room and the weddings and the concerts and the, anyway, let's have you talk.
Hi, Susan.
Hi,
welcome.
John.
Maybe we will let you talk after he goes to 8 minutes with your introduction.
And they hate that I get scolded all the time. Susan, welcome. And
Thank you.
How are you doing out there? How are you doing personally? Let me ask you that first.
Personally, I'm doing great. You know, this is my last of everything for the next 5 months. And my last Garden of Lights is going to be bittersweet.
Yeah.
It will be very bittersweet.
You've been the director wonderful. There for
15 years.
15. I was going to guess 20.
It'll be almost 16.
All right.
When I leave. But yeah, Garden of Lights kicks off the day after Thanksgiving. We have a couple of new exhibits this year. One incorporates our children's garden, which just opened last summer. Yeah. Phenomenal what that's done for the garden. We had our visitation during the summer exceeded 100,000 people.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was truly amazing. But so we've got a new exhibit in the children's garden that features the entry, the gateway entry. It's called Blue Cove. We've also got another new exhibit that is in our Arndt Conifer Garden, and it'll be really fun the way the lights bounce around. Kids are going to love it.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
And they put some of that to music, especially with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is that what you're trying to say, Jim? Yeah. Todd, did he have a couple of schnapps before he came in? He's like,
they're going to be at the Rush Center, by the way. Have you seen
that? Yeah, I know. No, but dude.
You got to go to that. Everybody's done that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the garden. And when's the kickoff? The day after Thanksgiving. Talk about to getting those tickets, the reservations, or how you do that, because that's really cool how you keep the lines moving.
Yeah. So our WPS Garden of Lights, during COVID, we decided it was important that we distance people and, you know, make sure that we have a good experience for everyone. So we went to a time-dated ticket, and it was such a great experience for those attendees because nice nights, we'd have 9,000 people come through.
You are
bumper to bumper.
That's incredible.
Bodies. Yeah. And it wasn't a good experience for folks. And so we decided the time-dated ticket was going to stay, and it still works. It's, you know, we limit about 3,500 people a night over 4.5 hours. So you've got a wonderful experience with your family. You can stop and take pictures along the way. You're not feeling rushed, crowded, pushed through. We've got Santa, we have the trains, we have concessions, you can grab a hot cocoa, you can take a wagon ride or walk, and the exhibits and the music just puts you in the mood for the holidays.
Awesome. Is this a great time of year?
It is a great time of year.
I just think from right now through the Super Bowl, I always consider winter doesn't start till the Super Bowl.
Till February.
You still got because I love football more than anything in the world. And as long as you get that to look forward to every week, it's all good.
But more fun when we're in it, but
I know. But I'm just saying. But it's like right now is starting the most magical time of the year, isn't it? Though
it is magical, absolutely.
Right. I'm still a kid at heart in that way.
Well, and that's, I hope everyone is. And if you're not, you have to do things like this to kind of get you, because people can get a little sad around the holidays.
Absolutely.
And we talk about that. The community shelter, of course, we've talked about that.
But I talked to somebody about that. And they said it's because people assume that because it's this time of the year, they should be happy.
Right.
And they feel more guilty, oh my gosh, does my life ever, whatever.
Christmas
because
spirit.
I'm not happy.
Right.
That makes them more depressed.
But if you go to the Botanical Gardens, like I'm saying, Johnny, that can be the catalyst, the impetus to get you into the spirit.
Absolutely.
And, that party I'm going to have at my house on the, I'm having a party and I bring
Is that
the,
before or after the ping pong drop? Is that?
That's.
Okay, just I get those mixed up.
But I bring the
or the turkey drop.
No, the Southwest Chamber Chorus. Those kids
there. Oh, sure.
They're really good. They're all good. Preble's great, and we've had them all in our house. But now that I'm not mayor anymore. I don't have to.
Todd, you have a house big enough that you have an entire chorus there?
I'm just thinking if I have clothes that are nice enough to go to this party. But
you and me both. But although Todd and I have this, you know what I feel so good about?
I don't. You guys are making a huge assumption.
I feel so good
assumption.
That Todd and I have the same shoes, basically. Because Todd is like, Todd's cool.
Todd's cool.
He's fashionable. He's whatever. And it's like, oh my God, I wore those same shoes last night when I spoke at that thing last night. It's like, I feel hip.
Are those your shoes?
No, not mine, I feel hip.
That's nice. Okay. You're making a big assumption about that party, but.
Your party?
Yeah.
In which way?
Are you coming?
If it could ever happen, I don't think it's going to happen.
It'll happen.
There's a lot of false promises.
Have you been to my party?
I have not.
Okay, all right. That's what I was mainly bringing.
Join everybody else in Green Bay.
All right, anyway, I want to get back to what we were talking about before you started. I don't know how I got to shoes, but so Susan, this party helps me personally.
Of course it does.
Get into the spirit a little bit, but as I told you many times,
this party's for me.
No, it's not.
Forget the birth of Christ. This party is about me. Drink up. And I made some stuff.
No, Tony O's coming. He's the bartender.
Okay.
But I talked about this, and Susan can attest to this. She can verify this. I would talk about the Garden of Lights being that spark to get you into the spirit. And then we would plug in that. How many lights are on that tree?
Oh, I don't know. 20,000.
Can you believe that, Johnny?
And we redressed it this year. So it's got all new lights. They're brighter. They're bolder. It's going to be so cool. And you talk about community. This really, truly is a community event.
Yeah.
So we'll have 50, 60, 70,000 people come through.
That's incredible. Like Lambeau Field walks through your doors.
It is. It really is.
That's awesome.
Over the course of 23 nights. And it's just amazing. And it really gives you a sense of the holiday spirit, being part of a community, it lifts your spirit. It makes you happy.
Mm, does. How and can you not be happy?
How can you not be happy?
I like the videos that you've put on with the work you're doing right now, today.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know how many lights total are out there.
350,000. And that's light bulbs. And then in the spring, we have over 700,000 flower bulbs.
Who does
that
all this?
Come up. Our hort staff.
Just as
our staff.
Our
yes.
staff. Wow, yeah, that's incredible. Yeah.
But the guys who do the caterpillar, that's a different group, right?
Yeah, we have a group of volunteers. Dave's got 7 guys this year that are showing up almost every day. He won't ever say he's ahead of schedule, but I think he is.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Well, the weather's on his side, too, a little bit.
The weather's been good.
It's been pretty good.
Yes.
So, and tell me about the tickets to get that and how that all works.
Yeah.
I know Festival is a partner, right?
We don't work through Festival anymore.
Oh, okay.
They are a partner. No, they're a partner.
But
because of the time data ticket issue, they don't have our software. So all the tickets come through our website.
They do, all right.
Which is gbbg.org. So Green Bay Botanical Garden Initials.org. Or stop out at the garden and you can buy them.
Nice.
Either way.
All right. Down the road, could you give us some to give away on the show here?
Sure.
That'd be great.
All you got to do is ask.
Okay. Thank you. That'd be great.
We have listeners. We have things that we'd like to promote. And sometimes we got to come up with a contest, but we gave away 2 of the answers already.
We have listeners?
Yeah, we do, Johnny.
I thought we were just you, me, and Todd talking together every morning.
But we got to come up, Susan. You got to give us a couple trivia things. Like, we gave it away already because how many lights?
Like
350,000.
Can I just throw this out there?
Don't give it to us now on the air.
No,
after.
Can I just throw this out there?
Yeah.
If somebody would like to be eligible for a drawing, we'll do a drawing for tickets to Botanical Gardens. Text Todd, and we'll put you all in on a drawing. Just with their phone numbers. We'll do it that way.
We'll do one of those. But I think I want to do a little trivia thing. Like, displays?
No. He comes up with the worst trivia.
No, they're not. It's excellent. People love it. No. People, I get a lot of comments on that. Mm. So Susan, you said there's a couple new things. Tell me what's new. Although I don't think you need anything new because it's so awesome. But what do you
have? We're gonna, you know what?
The children's?
We're running against the clock here. Just okay. So you could stick around for another segment.
Can you? Okay. I want to talk about the horse rides too. Doesn't this get you in the spirit, Johnny?
You know what my favorite Christmas song is, but I don't know if it's Christmas, and I don't think people play it anymore.
He doesn't know if it's Christmas. Okay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That's kind of like, that got in trouble.
I really should go. Baby, it's cold outside.
Johnny, that got.
It's cold outside.
Let's listen to.
Okay.
Jingle Bells.
But that's my favorite Christmas song.
Nice.
Is that wrong? All right.
It's not right.
Susan Garrett is here, president and CEO.
Big time.
Up Green Bay Botanical Gardens. Great time of year. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to give away some tickets to Botanical Gardens.
Garden of Lights.
Mine on the Mayor. Back after this.
Cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
It's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That, not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday, 6:50 in the morning. 42 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh. Coming your way at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. Coming out of Oshkosh, the Civic Media app. Todd, how do they get to the Civic Media app?
Got to download it wherever you get your apps.
Exactly. That's how you do it. Introduce our special guest
all
again,
right,
Jim.
And this is for all our listeners. Oshkosh, Appleton. You want to go to an event this season, and they're open all year, but it's the Green Bay Botanical Gardens, and Susan Garrett is here. She's our guest, and the Garden of Lights, which kicks off the day after Thanksgiving. You go through the gardens, and I know many of you have been there, and if you haven't, you need to do that in the summer. It's beautiful, but in the winter, they put out just a small 350,000 lights. It's just unbelievable. You walk through this caterpillar, which is a great place to take pictures, and just the different types of lights. They're not all the same. That's what I like about it. You know, you got the lights that are kind of streaming, and you got that the tree with 20,000 lights on that those are the LED lights,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah.
the whatever is the energy the energy efficient
energy saving,
the energy
yes.
savings. And then tell us some of the advancements. You've been there 15 years. You're looking at retirement. What are some of the things that you've done there? Because you do more than walking around looking at some beautiful flowers. Tell us about weddings, some events.
Yeah. We have weddings. We have funerals. We basically are for everyone from birth to death. So
wow.
We have baby showers. We have bridal showers. We have
funerals. You hosted the medical college reception there.
A couple of times.
Yeah, which was great. I was there for
great
that.
Great event, yes.
And tell us about the pavilion that you built and some of the things that you got some good entertainment.
So the Schneider Grand Garden during the summer months, we have 12 concerts. We have two series, our Santa Max series, Thursday nights, free to members, great local entertainment. And then we have our Les Dump Ford series, which is four Fridays, June, July, August, September. And features more regional, national bands, not mostly, I would say, tribute bands. So the kind of music that we all grew up with.
Yeah, but you've had Big Mouth out there.
Yeah, we get Big Mouth. Local famous.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Big Mouth is awesome.
They're awesome.
Have you ever had the glam band out there?
Yes, we have.
Aren't they amazing?
Yes, we've had them all. Alive Again, I don't know if you've heard them. They're kind of a Chicago tribute band. They really rocked it last year. One of our biggest attendance. We had over 1,200 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Chicago, that was Todd's prom. Was Chicago.
Oh.
Color My World, Todd?
Color My
no,
World.
No, that wasn't mine.
I
remember
think so.
It was. I was Styx.
Well, you were Styx.
Best of Times.
That's right.
Okay.
I was Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, really?
You know what? That's dating myself.
No. Like I said, I was out. So we were, There has to be a morning after, which is about the Poseidon Adventure.
Is that people dying in a boat? He had the Poseidon. We had Elton John, Yellow Brick Road.
I had the worst theme song ever in the history of theme songs for proms.
You did.
Ever.
Yeah.
I looked sharp, though.
Oh, I'm sure you did,
God.
John.
I had a plaid. Well, yeah, you've seen that picture of me in high school.
Yeah, with the wide lapels.
Yeah. I
wore the bow tie.
It's a multicolored plaid, sport coat, a brown shirt, and a white tie. I look phenomenal. And yellow pants and white shoes. I look phenomenal.
White shoes.
Yeah.
How about the yellow?
It was the era. It was a good era. 1975 was a good era for fashion.
John, we're the same.
Susan.
John.
Wow. Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah.
Albert Lee Central High in Minnesota.
Oh, Albert Lee.
Yeah,
down by
you know
the cities,
Albert
right?
Lee. Yeah, 100 miles south of the city.
Yeah,
it's
you're way
kind of a
south.
Suburb of
Is
Iowa.
Is that like Worthington? No. What's...
Not that far west.
Okay.
We're right in the central part. Yeah.
Yeah,
about 15 miles north of Iowa.
You have a... There's a community college there, isn't there?
There used to be. Austin.
Yes.
Austin Community College, yes.
Okay.
That's 20 miles away. That's where Hormel is.
Because I went to
Spam.
I went to a community
the spam
college.
Capital?
I went to a junior college at the exact opposite in northern Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And we actually used to play teams from down there.
Oh.
Golden Valley and Anoka Ramsey.
Yeah, those are the Twin Cities.
Rochester.
Yeah.
Yes. All those schools.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know. I thought you went in Arizona.
Here, go ahead. You're gonna try to insult me.
You
There's
bounced
no question.
Around community colleges, Johnny.
I went to community college in Minnesota, then I went to Arizona State. Okay. Hey, Susan, what do you think of this cup? What do you think of this cup?
Harvard.
Harvard. Yeah,
that's mine.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah. He went there for a 3-week seminar, and he now has this cup.
And he visited the bookshop and got that cup.
I have a card.
We had the gentleman. Dr. Chan.
The Jeopardy guy who ran the tables?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was here one day, and he goes, yeah, you know what that's called? That's called dropping the H card.
When somebody H-bomb.
H-bomb when you have a mug that says Harvard on it.
Anyway, Well, I drink out of it. Makes me feel smart, even though I'm, of course, all right. Susan, the tickets, pricing, group pricing, how does that work?
Yeah, so we have peak and off-peak.
Right.
So Thursdays and Sundays typically are off-peak, and then the days between Christmas and New Year's, those are off-peak times, so they're going to be,
It's a deal.
Yeah, it's a deal.
It's great.
And $5 for kids, and we have family night on Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Kids get in free with a paid adult.
Do you still have the
activities going on?
Horse-drawn?
Yes, we have the horse-drawn wagon.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
hot chocolate.
It's great. Hot cocoa.
Great music.
Music. Little bump in your hot cocoa if you
Tell
want
me about
it.
The
schnapps in your cocoa.
No, they don't do that, Johnny. That's here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's WGBW. What about the memberships? Can you just touch on that a little bit? I know people are members. I think we are.
Members support the garden.
Right.
So we've got memberships that start for singles at $50, plus one is $65, and a family membership is $75.
Isn't that a deal?
It's a deal, yeah. And especially with the children's garden that opened this summer. We have families that came out there every week with their kids, and it was just an amazing experience for them to be in a natural environment where they could learn and play right beside their kids.
That's a great event. I'm so glad you're doing this. You continue to do that. It's a great thing. And it's long enough where people, it's not like a one-night thing. Like, you know, Transmitterian Orchestra, I think, is here for
23 nights.
Right.
Yep.
That people, and people need, look, it's easy parking. You direct traffic.
Yeah.
It's easy to walk around. It's handicapped accessible. I just hope people do that because I think a lot of people are in the spirit, but I think if they're not, this is going to get you over the goal line.
Right. Get them over the goal line. Get your coat on. Put your mittens on. Come on out. Enjoy
Fantastic.
A winter walk.
This is one of those cool
Wonderland.
Things about Green Bay. You know the little things of Green Bay.
I
that
agree.
Are Everybody talks about the Packers or Title Tubman.
Right.
These are the cool other things of Green
Thank
Bay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good for you.
All right.
Congratulations, Jeez. Susan. What?
He's trying to tie this into you, Susan.
It's fantastic. She's the guest.
I thought it would be a little bit
I
more.
I can promise you
Christmas
a rose garden.
In Wonderland, but yes, you can in the summer. And okay, this is great. Yeah. Just thank you for what you're doing, Susan. We're going to miss you as a leader here
thank
in this
you.
Community.
Well, I'll be around.
Till March, yes.
I am in the community. I'm not going anywhere.
Good.
So I will be around.
Susan, sounds like us. can't get a job anywhere else.
Can I ask you what I ask our other very special guest?
Sure.
Considering politics?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Susan, thank you so much.
It depends on the question.
Susan Garrett, Green Bay Botanical Gardens.
Did you hear
We're
going
to be giving away some tickets. Thank you so much,
Thanks,
Garden
Susan.
Of Lights. Mino and the Mayor, we've got some great more other stuff coming up. Stay with us. Back after this.
When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. It's a great time for upgraded appliances. We carry the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Criterion Appliances offer great features at a great price. Right now, get a Criterion side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator for $1,144. $497 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz.